Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. Well, the Destroy the Stumps podcast. Sorry, guys, I just keep mucking it up. But anyways, without further ado, let's just get stuck into it and review the action from the from the Bangladesh versus Zimbabwe T20 International Series. This is the final match of the series. Bangladesh currently lead 4-0 and will be aiming for a whitewash over Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe will want to win that one game and go home with some positivity. They will not be playing the T20 World Cup like I've elaborated quite a few times in the live streams and also podcast episodes, but they will be playing the World Cup. They will want to build for the future, though. And, definitely aim to perform better in the future. They've got some young guys. They're blooding some young guys right now because some of the experienced players, they're nearly at the end of their careers. Most likely they won't be around for too long, so they'll just want to keep building towards the future and just get some good young players coming through. I think they've found one guy in particular that will be that'll be important to their success in the future, in Jonathan Campbell, the son of Alistair Campbell. He's been impressive in the couple of innings that he's played so far for Zimbabwe. Played two matches. He was excellent in the third match. He was looking really dangerous in that fourth match, but got out the wrong time. I think they found someone there. They've got a key fast bowler in Blessing Musarabani and also Richard Ngarava. Those two are key bowlers for the future. And I reckon Brian Bennett's... I see some promise in Brian Bennett, honestly. I think the guy will get better and better with time. But anyways, without further ado, let's just get stuck into reviewing the series, reviewing the final match of this series. It's being played at the Sheriff Bangla Stadium in Mirpur, Dhaka. It is a day T20, not a night T20. And Zimbabwe won the top. Zimbabwe bowled first, so they won the toss, elected the bowl first. No debutants for either team in this game. The Sheriff Bangla Stadium in Mirpur, Dhaka. Yeah, it's a ground where Bangladesh love to play, so they do well. They have done well in recent times at this stadium, so it's going to be a bit of a challenge for the Zimbabweans to win the final match. They did come close last game, but it just wasn't to be, unfortunately. Just couldn't quite get over the line, unfortunately. Zimbabwe bowling first to Bangladesh. The Bangladesh got a good total. I reckon a good total, not a great total. A good total of 157 for 6 off their 20 overs. They went at a run rate of 7.85 runs an over. 6 extras were conceded by Zimbabwe, so they haven't improved on the extras. That was a considerable improvement on the extras from last game. Last game, they were very disappointing with the extras. This game, considerable improvement. 6 extras conceded by them, so 1 by 2 no balls and 3 wides. 1 by 2 no balls and 3 wides conceded by Bangladeshis. By Zimbabwe. And they did a very good job just kind of getting wickets at the right time. Bangladesh did get off to a pretty ordinary start. They were 15 for 3. Two of their more informed players in Tanzir Hassan Tamim and Todd Ridoy were dismissed cheaply. Todd Ridoy had a good series prior to this match. He's had a good series. And also Tanzir Hassan Tamim, he's been pretty good as well. He's been one of the finds for Bangladesh in this series for sure. I reckon he will be playing the T20 World Cup, and most likely Litton Dast will not be featuring in that T20 World Cup squad. His form hasn't been good. I think Shaumya Shaukat will be a part of the team as well. He adds that extra bowling option as well, part-time pace, medium pace option as well, just in case. And I reckon that will come in handy in those conditions in the West Indies and USA for sure. But yeah, Najmullah Saint-Shanto, the captain, hasn't had a good series, but in this game, 36 off 28 balls, 5 fours and a 6, strike out of 128.5, so it looked like he was going to go next level, but unfortunately got out just when he was about to unleash. And then, yeah, Shaka Belisarn, the former captain, all-rounder, 21 off 17 balls, no fours, 1-6, strike rate of 123.52. Jaka Ali at the end, the wicketkeeper, batsman for Bangladesh in this series. I reckon he'll be the wicketkeeper for Bangladesh in the T20 World Cup as well. I don't see Litton Das getting selected over him, to be honest. 24 off 11 balls for Jaka Ali. 1-4, 2-6s at a strike rate of 218.18. Absolutely outstanding finish to get Bangladesh to a total that they could definitely defend. But the star of the show was the veteran, Mamadou Riyad. 54, 44 balls, 6 fours, 2 sixes at a strike rate of 122.72. Just had to play that anchor innings really to get Bangladesh to a total that they could defend. Probably would have wanted to accelerate a bit more, but wasn't to be. Good innings though from the veteran. And that's his 38 years of age. He'll probably retire at the end of this T20 World Cup. I don't see him playing any longer in this T20 World Cup. So after this T20 World Cup, I don't think Bangladesh will persist with him unless, yeah, it depends on the board really and the team. But yeah, I don't see them persisting with him any further. 8th T20 International, 50 for him. Absolutely outstanding innings from good innings from Mamadou Riyad. Definitely has served Bangladesh cricket well. During the period where they were just trying to build into a competitive international team and compete with the big teams, that he's brought them to a place where they can definitely compete. It's just whether they're going to win a tournament or not. That's the next step for Bangladesh cricket, I guess, to get the team where they could probably win some trophies and actually challenge and be one of the top teams in the world. They're always there and about, but you just want to be that team that can challenge. Well, whether they can or not, that depends. Time will tell, really. Then you got... just getting back on track now. 157 for 6 off 20 overs. Run rate 7.85. Probably would have wanted more Bangladesh, but it wasn't to be. Blessing Muzrabadi, one of the picks of the bowls for one of the key performers for Zimbabwe in this match. He's been good most of this series, really. Probably been their best bowler overall. 2 for 22 off his 4 overs. One maiden over included as well. Economy rate of 5.50 runs and over. Bowled one wide, didn't bowl a no ball. He had a pretty good series, and he was brilliant once again. Brian Bennett backed up his good bowling performance from the last game with another good bowling performance. 2 for 30 off his 3 overs. So 2 for 20 off his 3 overs. One maiden over, quantity rate of 6.66 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Wicket apiece for Wellington Mazzucato, Luke Jongwe. Luke Jongwe, he was okay with the ball, wasn't too bad. 1 for 33 off his 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 8.25 runs and over. Bowled one wide and 2 no balls, but other than that, he was okay with the ball. And Wellington Mazzucato, 1 for 23 off his 2 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 11.50 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Faraz Akram, expensive once again with the ball, that's a bit of a concern. None for 20 off his 2 overs. Sean Williams, none for 12 off his 1 over. And Sikandar Raza, brilliant, economical. It's what you need. At least if he isn't taking wickets, he's economical. None for 26 off his 4 overs. So Sikandar Raza, Zimbabwe captain. They used 7 bowlers. They had to use all their options. That's what they did. Probably made a difference in the end, you'd have to say. Zimbabwe chasing 158 to win off their 20 overs. Well, they comfortably did it. Finishing on 158 for 2 off 18.3 overs at a run rate of 8.54 runs and over. 7 extras considered by Zimbabwe by Bangladesh with the ball. 2 leg byes and 5 wides. They weren't too bad with the extras, but yeah, they just couldn't contain Brian Bennett and Sikandar Raza. Brian Bennett, man of the match performance. 2 wickets and also a half century. His maiden T20 International half century. 70 off 49 balls, 5 fours, 5 sixes, strike rate of 142.85. Some excellent hitting, clean hitting, just well balanced while he hits the ball, and really, just some really good shots overall. And then Sikandar Raza, the captain, 72 not out of 46 balls, 6 fours, 4 sixes, strike rate of 156.52. Has struggled all series to get going, finally got going at the end of the series, but it's been a struggle for a lot of most players in Zimbabwe in this series, but Sikandar Raza coming good in the end in the series. Really good innings from him. accelerated at the right time. Just really wasn't kind of playing one dimension at the start, and then he just accelerated after about 20, 30 odd balls, and he just accelerated really. And yeah, 158 for two off for 18.3 overs, a run rate of 8.54 runs and over, seven extras conceded by the Bangladeshis, two leg buys and five wides. Pick of the bowlers for Bangladesh, by far, it was Shakib Al Assad, 1 for 9 off his 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 2.25 runs and over, didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. He was easily the most economical bowler for Bangladesh and from both teams. And Mohammad Saifuddin, very expensive, probably the most expensive bowler most expensive bowler from both teams. He had a really horrible day with in terms of leaking runs, but he did get a wicket. 1 for 55 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 13.75 runs and over. Conceded 3 wides. Didn't bowl a no ball, though. Mehdi Hasan, the off-spinner, none for 31 off his 2.3 overs. Mustafa Zahraman, none for 18 off his 3 overs. Rishad Hussain, none for 33 off his 4 overs. And Shaumya Shaukat, none for 10 off his 1 over. And yes, Sikandar Raza, now Brian Bennett's only 20 years of age, so he's got plenty of time to just get better and better. Sikandar Raza, he's also just 53 runs away from a milestone of 2,000 T20 international runs, 14th T20 international 50, outstanding stuff from him. Anyways, guys, that is a wrap. I will come back. We're doing a review of the Ireland-Pakistan second T20 in a couple of minutes. But thank you very much for your time. Have a good night. Bye for now.